KKK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Just a week before Election Day, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Trump will hit three more states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. His Democratic rival, Joe Biden, will go to Florida.
He said that he doesn't do these kind of rallies because of COVID, you know? No, he doesn't do that because nobody shows up.
They were both in Pennsylvania yesterday.
We are doing what we're doing here. Everybody's wearing a mask and trying as best we can to be socially distanced.
But a lot of Americans have already made up their minds. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, nearly 65 million people have already voted nationally, according to the U.S. Elections Project. 125,000 voters in Maryland turned out for the first day of early in-person voting in that state. Maryland officials say it's a new record. Combined with ballots mailed in, more than a million Maryland voters have already cast their votes. There are rules for in-person early voting in Maryland. Masks must be worn. Everybody needs to keep 6 feet apart. Maryland's early voting continues through next Monday, and then Tuesday is Election Day proper, Dave.
Evan, the president tweeted, how to change your vote is trending on Google, urging people who want to switch to him should try to go do it. Amy Coney Barrett has one more oath to take before sitting on the Supreme Court after being sworn in last night, shortly after the Senate confirmed her.
The oath that I have solemnly taken means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor.
No Democrats voted for her, calling her too conservative and it's too close to the election. Protests in Philadelphia. Dumpsters and cop cars set on fire. 30 police officers were injured in the anger over a deadly shooting of a black man with a knife.
The man, later identified as 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr., reportedly approached two officers with the weapon. When Wallace makes a second approach, the officers fired several shots.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Obama and Biden spent years trying to violate our Second Amendment rights. As president, Biden and his radical running mate Kamala Harris would finish the job. New taxes on gun owners, buyback programs, strict new regulations on firearms that would trample our constitutional rights and make our families less safe. While Antifa terrorizes our cities and radical leftists call to defund the police, Biden would enact unconstitutional gun control measures, making it harder than ever to defend yourself.
Bingo, you're right.
Your family and your constitutional Second Amendment rights won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Some Democrats are already making a push to expand the Supreme Court, adding justices to counter the conservative shift to the right. Of course, Joe Biden would have to win the presidency, and Democrats would have to keep control of the House and have a Senate majority.
Democrats optimistic the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett could cost Republicans the Senate, as issues like health care, including the future of Obamacare, will be heard in the coming days by its newest justice. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox's Shannon Bream.
I think this nominee will be a political asset for our candidates around the country, not a liability.
The High Court is slated to hear challenges to several of President Trump's policies and very well could take up cases questioning next Tuesday's results. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Zeta is a tropical storm after hitting Mexican resort areas on the Yucatan Peninsula as a hurricane, and Zeta could re-strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane as it heads toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, could hit Louisiana tomorrow. It will be the fifth storm to hit Louisiana since June. There's a new order issued by the Navy.
The order, stand down. The U.S. Navy's directing all non-deployed aviation units to take a safety break following two separate crashes last week. The commander of Naval Air Force's Vice Admiral Kenneth Whitesell says the pause will focus on improving safety measures. A Navy training plane crashed Friday in Alabama, killing the two officers on board. Just 3 days before that, an FA-18 Super Hornet crashed near Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake in California. That pilot safely ejected. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there is a possible attempted rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. Dow futures were up earlier. Now they're flat. The day after the Dow went down 650 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
All right, here we go. 8 o'clock hour. I am Stevie J. Welcome. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather, National Weather Service.
Yeah, we have general cloudy conditions. We had some misty conditions, kind of foggy. 43 our high, 33 our low. 54 our high tomorrow, down to 40. Partly cloudy. A 60% chance of morning rain on Thursday's forecast with a high 51, low 34. But our average conditions as we wrap up October, typically 62. So definitely cooler this week, but we do have sunshine for Friday and Saturday for all the fall festivities and Halloween.
What am I doing Halloween?
So
am I buying candy or not?
I think you should.
Okay.
But you don't want to do the card table and have the different piles when people come.
I do not.
Okay. Because the common bowl is what the health department does not like.
Well, I can certainly wear a mask and have gloves and deliver candy in a bag.
Yes.
Okay. So
I feel like there's ways to execute.
There are ways to execute. We're going into stores all the time next to people.
Yes.
We can do this.
Yes. And the Patterson family was featured on Channel 3 News yesterday as making this apparatus that looked like a UFO. And then they had like this yellow tube that looked like kind of a beam of light coming out of the UFO way up high. And it was like a slide in the tube that they would have people, the trick-or-treaters, put their sack or, you know, their little pumpkin that they walk around with at the end of it. And then there's one piece of candy dropped into each trick-or-treater's sack. So it was pretty expensive.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yes. The creativity.
Okay. But the bottom line is I buy candy, and of course, I only buy candy I eat. Because why would you buy? Well, I should buy candy I wouldn't eat. That's
right.
What I ought to do.
Right.
Because I shouldn't eat candy.
And also part of the story was, just in case you have food allergies, they have tiny toys that they can hand out to kids who might have been. I was like, wow, that family is going really above and beyond.
Yeah.
Didn't one year you do like toothbrushes or something?
I might have been dreaming of that, but you get, wouldn't you get egged if you handed
probably.
Out toothbrushes?
I mean, it is trick or treat.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I think we'll go with, I've been going with the Tootsie Rolls, but yeah, kind of boring.
I know in my town at Tolono at 3 o'clock, they're having a parade of sorts, and they're using the Tolono Fun Day parade route from the end of June.
When is that? Saturday?
So, yeah, 3 o'clock. So you can have decorated golf carts or any vehicle, and you can ride or walk or decorated bikes and things like that. So the town can see the procession of people for Halloween.
Okay. Yesterday, we talked about the Fighting Illini football helmet and got a lot of people responding before, during, and after the show. And I think it's clear to say there is a lot of people that aren't happy with a social message on the Fighting Illini helmet with the black fist. And if you do your investigative checkup on Black Lives Matter, it might not be what you think it is. One of the founders in an interview several years ago said, "I am a trained Marxist." Now, you're saying, what's Marxist? What's Marxism? Well, that's China. That's where they... And listen, as a dictator or a oppressive society, I don't think it's a bad gig if you're the one telling people what they're going to do. So here in this country, we have 330 million people to kind of decide what we're going to do. In China, they got like five. So if you're one of the five and you don't show any signs of weakness or dissent, then you've probably got a good life. But if you're outside that five, Marxism isn't so good because everybody's the same. The government owns everything. You're allowed to be there. Don't cause problems or you might disappear. So that's kind of the Black Lives Matter. The founder said, "I am a trained Marxist." They want to defund the police. They're in the lines of abolishing police and prisons. It's those kinds of things. Now, is there institutional racism in America? Yes. The Democrats have been doing this since 1828 when Andrew Jackson, the very first Democrat, did the Trails of Tears with the Indians, massacred the Indians.
Right.
Then you get into the Civil War where the South and the Democrats wanted to keep slavery and grow slavery, and Abraham Lincoln said, "We will not expand slavery," and then they got to the Civil War and says, "We're going to abolish slavery." That was a Republican. Then in 1868, the Democrats started something called the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes.
That was a pretty big force that the Democrats started.
Mm-hmm.
And then the civil rights thing under the auspices of, we'll keep them voting for us for 100 years, is what Lyndon Johnson said. And so how's the deal been for blacks over the last 50 years? Not so good. So maybe the Democrats are the ones who, they blame, of course, the Republicans and the white supremacists. Well, they're the white supremacists. They started that. The Democrats started that. I think we should cancel the Democrats. I mean, really, you should come up with another name. But the history of the Democrats isn't so great. You just got to go back and check that all out and see if I'm telling you the truth. But
There's different platforms definitely under Black Lives Matter. And there might be stuff that you, support.
But the founders are Marxists. You shouldn't support Marxism in America. You shouldn't support burning down this country's system because it's unfair. You go to your representative or you yourself run and you change that way. That's what civilized societies try and do. But it is unbelievable. I think we can all say most people, and we have racists pure and simple in America. There's no doubt.
Adam and Tuscola saying they're not advocating for Marxism. Come on, man.
Check out Black Lives Matter. Go look at this website. Go check out. There's an interview with the founder that says, I am a trained Marxist, in her own words. So I'm not supposed to believe what I hear? You're telling me that they've changed over the last several years? That they don't want to defund the police? Go look it up. I think heritage.org, which is certainly not a liberal site.
Well, it continues. Now, the founders of Confederacy were supporters of slavery, but apparently we're still defending that. And where's the consistency? Who cares?
Who's defending slavery? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, we have sex slavery. We have sexual slaves right now in America. We have them all over the world. We don't seem to be up in arms about slavery, which does exist still today, where you're not free to move around. You're their property. That happens in the sex slave business now, and it's probably in our town.
But with the social messages that put on the helmet, what have the students done? They marched for change and lifted up black voices.
That's fine. And my premise yesterday was saying, should we do that? Should we make political statements for our publicly funded land-grant institution? And if it's yes, okay. So then I think we should do other messages that maybe I would be all in on, right? Maybe you should rotate it. Maybe the volleyball team ought to have a T-shirt that says, In God We Trust, or Make America Great Again. I guess that would be a little controversial. I'm just saying, do we want to start that? Do we want to try and separate sports from politics? I'm a fan of keeping them separate. I think we ought to play the game on your own time when the game's over, go across the street, march, do the whole, whatever you want to do. God bless you. Peaceful? You're in. I'm in.
Well, you brought up sex slaves, so Epstein was brought up and his friendship with Trump, as Lucas texted in.
Yep, and he's friends with Clinton, and friends that just don't even want to know about Bill Clinton on the airplanes with Jeffrey Epstein. Yikes, I don't need to know anymore. He's out of public office. I don't want to know. But listen, I'm just saying here that sometimes what you think is something may not be, and maybe you should check into it and see if there's anything there that I'm saying that might be true. I heard the words of one of the founders say, I am a trained Marxist. And so I said, you know what? I disagree with that philosophy.
Well, certainly it's something you want to look into before you put a sign in your yard or whatever else.
Just look into it and go both sides. Go find people that are for Black Lives Matter and against it. That's all. Just educate. And if you're for it, great. It's okay. You can be for whatever you want.
Speaking of educating yourself, I like to look at the ballot beforehand yesterday. I didn't realize John Farney and Urbana is a write-in candidate for president. So
I missed that.
By golly, I got a write-in candidate from Urbana voting for president.
Okay, so there you go. You have another choice. I mean, I didn't see Kanye West. Was he on my ballot?
No, he wasn't. And okay. I looked on the list of write-ins, the people who have gone through the hoops to be an official write-in ballot. So a lot of stuff coming up about elections and some people chiming in on our 359-2255 about early voting. Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5, and there's a dozen different locations here in our area. As far as the request a ballot by mail, that has to be done by Thursday, October 29th. And there's drop boxes where you have to use those before 7 o'clock on Election Day, November 3rd.
Brian says, if you mail or drop off your ballot, make sure it's recorded as received by the election office. I dropped mine off outside the clerk's office. It took an entire week for them to record that they received it.
In our area, I know there's 80-plus places to vote. And, yeah, you can track your ballot, too. I'm not sure, like Brian was alluding to, the speediness on all that. But keeping up with it, and you can find out more at ChampaignCountyClerk.com.
Okay. Hey, let me know. Appreciate your comments. 359-2255. You want to chime in, you can Facebook message us as well. ESPN 93.5 as we jump to our sports coming up next.
Hey, everybody. It's Jay Layman, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? Are you looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my home and for my clients. You can find them at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
And MLS number 227034. Mulder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
My name is Benjamin Rice, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I care about the food I produce for both my family and for yours. Farmers face adversity. The weather, the markets, and other issues bigger than any one person can control greatly impact our livelihood. But no matter what, I will care about how I farm. I will farm with sustainability and the future in mind so that my kids and grandkids will be able to follow in my footsteps and provide safe and nutritious food to the world. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce slugger burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Here we go. Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
All right. One of the main stories that's been trending in Illini Nation is Purdue coach Jeff Brohm, and he's been quarantining. So the discussion of isolation came up when he came into that Zoom meeting yesterday and how he's doing. It looks like he will be able to return Wednesday, and that will conclude his 10 days in isolation. But to ensure testing protocols, they required him to have a negative test. And, it seems certain that he will return on Wednesday after that. So watch the game alone, except for the dog, when it came to the win over Iowa.
Man.
And Purdue is looking good. That's who we face Saturday at 11 in Memorial Stadium. And this is a virtual experience for folks. And you can learn more at FightingIllini.com. L.A. Rams over the Chicago Bears 24-10. Game 6, L.A. Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays. Dodgers are up 3-2. They could cinch it tonight or have another Game 7 if the Tampa Bay Rays win.
Yeah,
so
right.
Pretty
well,
exciting.
Yeah, Kevin Kiermaier, who's a former Parkland player. Mark Carlson, who's an umpire in the World Series, former Parkland student. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
That you got two Parkland people in the World Series. That's incredible. I kind of feel sorry for the Dodgers because they were cheated out of that 18 World Series with Houston.
Uh-huh.
Because Houston was stealing signs and Yu Darvish and all that stuff.
Right.
So, I don't know, though. I'd love to see Tampa Bay. They've never won one, have they? I don't think so.
No, they haven't.
So, they're looking to win one, and certainly that's the underdog. Randy Arozarena. Oh, Randy Arozarena. Former Cardinal guy that didn't play much, and we traded him, and he set all the World Series records. So, or playoff records. Most hits, 27. Most home runs, 9. That's a former Cardinal player. Dang it. We needed that. Why do we train him? Okay. We will track the hot stove over the winter as well. Okay. We are in the middle of a Stever. Go Stever.com. If you want a car or truck battery, I'm paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
GoStever.com and click accept. You'll get an email if you win. A lot of people want Mark Martinez's Interstate batteries.
Yes.
Outrageously dependable. Here's your weather.
Up to 43 today, 33 our low into the evening tonight. Clouds later, but we're expecting partly cloudy conditions by late this afternoon. Partly cloudy conditions tomorrow with a high 54, low 40. Morning rain in the forecast on Thursday with a high 51. Mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday. Right now, the temperatures at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox business. Business Minute. President Trump will be out three more times today. He did three rallies. You know what's amazing about it? And I try and watch him, because every rally he does feels like the first one he's ever done. That's not easy. There's no routine. He's got every bit of energy, feeds right off the crowd. It is a stunning thing to see tens of thousands of people show up for these things. I mean, I think it's surprising him as well. All right, latest now from Fox Business 820.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Demand for manufactured things picked up last month more than expected. Durable goods orders were up 1.9% in September. Excluding transportation, the increase was 0.8%, also more than forecast. There's a high-tech merger, Advanced Micro Devices, which supplies chips for laptops, PCs, the Xbox and PlayStation gaming systems, and other devices, is buying competitor Xilinx in a $35 billion stock deal. Amazon says it will hire 100,000 seasonal employees for the holidays across the U.S. and Canada, and the jobs could lead to longer-term employment. Studio Movie Grill, the chain that offered you dinner and a movie all in one place, has filed for bankruptcy. It plans to stay in business while its debts restructured. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox in Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
All right, so what'd you have?
Andy Dallas says after 49 years that he's shutting the doors after Halloween at Dallas and Company, their university and First Street. I think we've all had encounters with Andy Dallas.
Well, I have stories of Andy Dallas.
Me too.
We all have stories of Andy Dallas because he's been around. So was it coronavirus or was it just time to retire or both?
COVID-19 restrictions did make a major, big role in his decision. But the thing about this business is he's the most non-essential business probably in Champaign-Urbana because he sells rubber chickens and funny dog poop.
Well, who says that's not essential?
Exactly.
I mean, essential for our mental well-being.
Right.
Right?
So he said he's just so happy with the support he's gotten over the years. And, you know, there's shifts happening in his life. Who knows if he's going to do online magic or, you know, teach people about being a hypnotist or things like that. So he's looking forward to the future and just stepping down. So what a great guy, Andy Dallas of Dallas & Company. When I tapped into the story on Channel 3's website, it talks about Hank's Table. Of course, we talked yesterday about Rosati's closing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the shift in Scotty's Brew House now being called Aspen Tap House.
Oh.
So that's...
That's an official name change.
Rolling out their change starting November 2nd.
We were at Aspen... What is it?
Aspen Tap House.
We were at Aspen Tap House. It's kind of hard to say. Aspen Tap House on the patio. And there was a... What was the name of that dog? Newfoundland, maybe?
Okay. 150-pounder. Wow.
And just a beautiful animal.
Nice.
And they were, it was on the patio. They let the dogs on the patio.
Okay.
So we had little Lovey, who's 8 pounds. And then that dog was 175.
All right.
I said, how's the dog here on that? He said, awful. But the dog, when it stood up, could have easily eaten... off the table like a dog bowl.
Yeah.
It was like Clifford. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, Andy Dallas. So 1993, we bought a home and it had pillars. And I went to Dallas & Company and I said, Andy, I need a bow because it's Janet's birthday. I want to wrap the pillars in a big bow. And I'll be darned if they didn't get a bunch of hula hoops and figure out how to make a big red ribbon bow that expanded across the pillars. And we drove up and she saw... It was on her birthday. Closing was on her birthday. It just happened to be.
Oh, nice.
And so I remember that. And then I remember I hired Andy to come to the triplets' six-year-old birthday.
Okay.
Seven-year-old. I don't remember the age, but there were 45 kids in our basement with Andy Dallas doing tricks.
Uh-huh.
Ooh!
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was me. That wasn't them. Ooh! How'd you do that?
Exactly.
Kids can see the trick somehow. I don't know.
And the magic tricks that I've bought, you know, used over and over again. I remember when Gabby was in St. Thomas and they had a talent show and I told her, everybody's going to be singing and dancing. Let's do magic tricks. And she did. And she got the oohs and ahs.
That was so great.
And, you know, the post-proms that we hired Andy to do the hypnotism and the kids that were hypnotized and the things they were doing. Just so fun.
No, I know. It's unbelievable. The late, great Lisa Silver, she was hypnotized when I was like fourth grade. They did that. And they said, do you remember your kindergarten birthday? Yeah. Who had the prettiest shirt? Steve.
Oh.
So I felt good about the shirt I was wearing that day. Anyway, Andy Dallas, we'll miss you. Maybe Habitat for Humanity, the best store in the world, will expand or something because it's connected.
That's true.
Because Janet loves Habitat and we love going in there.
Well, at First Union University, that is some good real estate right there. So I'm sure something will happen.
Maybe John Byers will expand his vacuum cleaner shop.
Oh,
because
across the street.
On the window, John has a window that says, we can save your vacuum cleaner, but Jesus can save your soul.
Amen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, he's got every vacuum cleaner in the world there. I mean, it's unbelievable. He has it like a museum of old vacuums.
But go by Dallas & Company this week since he's shutting the doors after
Will it even be crowded on? Usually Halloween you can't even get in.
That's right.
But I don't know about this
and
year.
And for us, we used to love going through the haunted room and you were winding in and out about all those stunts and something jumps out at you.
No, I know. I do. They had it open like an hour or two a day
exactly.
or something because they had to get Bob dressed up.
Right.
Right. Yeah, we'll miss it. We'll miss all of these businesses that aren't making it. It sounds like in Andy, it was kind of a, yeah, whatever, I'm kind of at that age.
Right.
But for these others, it's despair and desperation, and it's horrific. If you talk to Shane, who owned Rosati's, which shut Sunday, it's nothing he did. He was a victim of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So coronavirus can make a lot of people sick. I look at the hospital beds. I think there's 7 being used in our county, which I think is wonderful from the standpoint of
sure.
what it could be. And I actually know somebody in there in one of those beds. I'm trying to get them off a ventilator. For certain people, this is deadly. Thankfully, for most, it's not. And so I don't think we should count how many people have a temperature and are at home that don't feel so good. You got to count how many are in the beds. Now, if we start getting higher numbers in hospital beds, it's time to mitigate a little bit more. But I wouldn't do it based on how many get it, because some people don't even know they have it. I think you look at how many people are in the hospital. That's the number I look at anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter the symptoms or anything. If you want to go off Market Street near Marketplace Mall and get that test done, you can do that.
Yeah, you don't have to have a reason Mm-mm. for that one. Okay. And I think it's going to be one of those instantaneous things. Eventually, we're going to know in minutes, mm-hmm. which is what we're all looking for. That will really help. Okay, 359-2255. You want to jump in today? It's 8:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed by the Senate. 52-48 is the next Supreme Court justice. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it
one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate.
Democrats fought confirmation so close to Election Day after Republicans denied a vote on President Obama's nominee in 2016. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell.
This is a happy night for the country, and in particular for this Senate Republican majority.
6 of the 9 justices were chosen by Republican presidents. Another hurricane's on track to hit the Gulf Coast tomorrow.
Hurricane watches and warnings are up over south central and southeastern Louisiana. Heavy rain, storm surge, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes will be possible. Meanwhile, another day of fire danger in store for the west. Red flag warnings are still up for Southern California and along the coast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Downmore Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the Stars gala is set for Friday, November 6th. This year's event will be a virtual online broadcast, and we have a great group of local celebrity dancers. We need your support now more than ever. You can help the Boys and Girls Club keep its doors open for kids during these difficult times. Go to dmbgc.org to support our dancers and our kids. Information to join us online for Dancing with the CU Stars on November 6th can be found at dmbgc.org.
The Urbana Park District's Indoor Aquatic Center is open for lap swimming from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can sign up for 45-minute slots by calling 217-384-7667. The pool is also open for private swimming lessons, as well as private rentals for parties. For more information online, visit urbanaparks.org or call 384-7667. At the Urbana Park District, you belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Kind of misty rain in the area, overcast, high 44, partly cloudy by this afternoon and into the evening. We've got a low of 33 expected, up to 54 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to around 40, 51 the high on Thursday with a 60% chance of morning rain, then down to 35. Sunshine expected Friday and Saturday as we have Halloween. The Halloween conditions on Saturday the 31st. 31st, high 56, low 36. Not bad. Right now, we're 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Riots in Philadelphia last night. If you missed it, a fatal shooting of a black man by police. And 30 arrested, police injured. So riots after, and you can say another black man was killed. Well, this black man had a knife and was coming at police. What are you supposed to do? Joe Biden says shoot him in the leg. You know, it's just not that easy. Shooting somebody in the leg, if they're on something, might not stop them. I think police officers, when their life is threatened, are trained to shoot and kill.
Now, this headline says 30 police officers injured during a long unrest in Philadelphia after fatal police involved in shooting.
But I mean, again, here we are with the man had a knife coming at police. There's a video of it. So should they run? Should the police turn and run and just defuse it by letting them calm down? And what are you supposed to do with that? Taser? Those don't work. Depending on what you're on, you can unbelievably, I'm told that people sometimes don't even react. You're going, really? To a taser? I'd much rather use non-lethal. But if somebody is attacking you, are you not supposed to shoot them? What do you, just turn and run away? What if he stabs somebody in the neighborhood? That's what I'm talking, it's just like, really? Why is that outrageous? Oh, because they're just looking to kill black people. That's just not true. So if you got somebody attacking you and you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, they're attacking you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had some shootings in our own community inside the last 48 hours.
We've had more shootings in Champaign-Urbana than I think I care to even count. It has to be the most ever.
Right.
And what are we doing about that? What can we do about that? Think about the, you know, police I've talked to in Chicago say that it's over. Chicago's not going to ever come back, not to stop this. How would we stop the gang violence in Chicago? How would we stop all of these African Americans losing their life on the streets of Chicago? Kids getting shot through stray bullets. Happens all the time. I think there were 6 dead over the weekend in Chicago and how many, 50 injured or something? It's just, there's 600 homicides in Chicago this year. And we can't do anything about it? Apparently not. It's just unbelievable. It really, really is.
I just looked up the locations of the October 26 shootings, one in the 1,000 block of Holiday Drive in Champaign and the other one in the 400 block of Louisiana Avenue. I believe that's the one that involved upper teens, 18-year-olds.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
It's just a shame.
Okay. Amy Coney Barrett confirmed as the newest justice, associate justice on the Supreme Court is what her title is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she reports to work, she's there now.
Is that right?
Reported to work this morning. Amy Coney Barrett is now sitting Supreme. There are now 9 again. Donald Trump getting 3 in 4 years. I can't even tell you if that's ever happened. Barack Obama had a couple in 8 years. I think Bill Clinton had 2 in 8 years. I think, had a couple. I don't know if anybody's done 3 in one term. I'm not sure historically. I have to look that one up. I think Amy Coney Barrett is the epitome of what a justice should be. If you have a baseball umpire, and the baseball umpire cannot stand the Los Angeles Dodgers, the baseball umpire still needs to call the ball or a strike depending on where the ball appears over the plate. It shouldn't matter that the Dodgers are at bat and he's so mad he's going to make sure that they get called out on a bad call on a ball or a strike. You got to call the ball or strike based on where the ball is, not based on your preference that you don't like that team. Same thing for a justice. They can't impose their own personal preferences. They should impose it based on the case, based on the arguments, based on the evidence, and based on the Constitution. I thought she was unbelievably perfect last night in her comments.
The confirmation process has made ever clearer to me one of the fundamental differences between the federal judiciary and the United States Senate. And perhaps the most acute is the role of policy preferences. It is the job of a senator to pursue her policy preferences. In fact, it would be a dereliction of duty for her to put policy goals aside. By contrast, it is the job of a judge to resist her policy preferences. It would be a dereliction of duty for her to give in to them. Federal judges don't stand for election. Thus, they have no basis for claiming that their preferences reflect those of the people. This separation of duty from political preference is what makes the judiciary distinct among the three branches of government. A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the President, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her. The judicial oath captures the essence of the judicial duty. The rule of law must always control. My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. It is your Constitution that establishes the rule of law and the judicial independence that is so central to it. The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it. Thank you.
I guarantee you, you will not be able to predict her votes. You will not know every vote. There's no way you'll be able to say, well, that's conservative, she'll vote. I'm telling you, everything I got out of those hearings, she's going to call it as she sees it, even if she disagrees. She's going to do it based on, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to write the law. I got a body for that. It's the House and the Senate. House writes it, and then they send it to the Senate for ratification. All these things, they got to pass, and then the president can veto if they have enough votes to override the veto, all that stuff. There's three branches,
mm-hmm.
executive, legislative, and judicial.
That's right.
They're the judge. Amy Coney Barrett is the new justice. There's nine on the Supreme Court again.
52 yays, 48 nays.
Along party lines, and they allowed the Republican from Maine to vote with the Democrats because she's in such a coin flip race in Maine.
I see.
Had she voted for her, probably would have lost. It's going to be that close. So they said, yeah, we got you. Go ahead and vote no because we already got enough. Melissa Murkowski, who had said at one point, we shouldn't do this. She voted for her. Mitt Romney, who's always a question mark. Totally in, because they heard what she said. Mm-hmm. And you're going, I don't think this is a slam dunk. I think she's going to be just what you want, somebody that's going to look at this and I love her values. I love the values she holds within her, but she's going to read it. She's going to determine the case, and she might vote against what she really believes, but based on evidence and based on the Constitution, this is what the law says. That's what I want, my jurist.
Ayanna Pressley tweets out as part of the squad, we reject this injustice. We will fight for our rights. We will legislate our values.
Yeah, you will. You're going to change the rules because you lost. That's what you're going to do. The Democrats are planning to change it and pack the court.
Quick reaction to expand the court.
They're exactly going to. They had a AOC's tweet yesterday saying, you don't think we have the stones to do it, mm-hmm. well, maybe we didn't in the past, we do now. So that's where you're going. You put the Democrats in charge of all three. It'll be the biggest changes in America that we in our lifetimes have ever seen, and maybe in history. If you're going to expand the court, and so you get your people in there, it's not supposed to be like that. You're not supposed to get your people. And so the imbalance is not, it doesn't matter. It's supposed to be, you'd be shocked at how many times the Supreme Court votes unanimously. We don't hear about that. I think 40% of the time they all agree. You want people to judge it based on the merits. Their personal stuff shouldn't matter, except you would like them to have integrity. And I see wonderful attributes to having a family, a husband, live in the Middle West. She's the only Supreme Court person not from the Ivy League. I love that. Since when does the Ivy League have to produce all the presidents? They've done that, I think, ever since probably Ronald Reagan. It's been Harvard, Yale, Harvard, Yale, Harvard, Yale, always the same. And here we got, Donald Trump's not a Harvard, Yale guy. He went to school in Pennsylvania. So it's wonderfully refreshing to have such a talented woman, the first Supreme Court justice that, to be on, first mom with school children, age children, to be on the Supreme Court.
And I believe she's 5 years, at least 5 years younger than everybody else.
She's 48.
Okay.
And she's going to be, our kids will be in their 50s.
Neil Gorsuch is 53.
And that's the next youngest?
Mm-hmm.
What's Kavanaugh? 54? I mean, he's got to be around that.
55.
Okay. Well, our children, Diane, will be in their 50s and 60s when Amy Coney Barrett steps down. It's going to be a long run, 30 or 40 years probably.
The oldest is Stephen Breyer at 82.
Yep, and there's probably going to be some vacancies coming up. I hear Clarence Thomas kind of wants to go.
He's 72.
Yeah. He's only 72?
Right.
I've heard murmurings that he
sworn
might be
sworn in 91.
Yeah. That was contentious. Joe Biden was the head of that committee. They ended up voting for him. All right, here we go. Sports headlines.
L.A. Rams beat the Chicago Bears 24-10. Cleveland Browns' Odell Beckham Jr. out for the season with his injury. Also trending in Illini Nation is Purdue's coach Jeff Brohm. Since he tested positive for COVID-19, he'll conclude his 10 days of quarantine tomorrow. 11 a.m. Saturday is kickoff against the Boilermakers. We'll be up for that cannon statue, I believe it is, the Memorial Stadium. Will they still hand that off?
Yeah,
maybe wipe it down with some disinfectant wipe?
Definitely need Mike Anderson to disinfect.
Okay, thank you. He'll be right on that,
I'm sure.
You
betcha.
Purdue ended up beating Iowa this past weekend. Game 6, LA Dodgers are up 3-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm rooting for the Rays because Kevin Kiermaier is a Cobra from Parkland. So, and they'll see if they can get the Texas Motor Speedway race in. It's been Sunday, then Monday. It's still wet conditions in the forecast for today. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way. At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Bonnie and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com. All right, here is your weather.
We've got a high 43, overcast conditions, still some misty rain, fog. We've got a low 33 with some partly cloudy conditions into the evening. Clouds tomorrow with a high 54, low 40, 51 with morning rain in the forecast Thursday. Mostly sunny for Friday and Saturday, 50 on Friday, Saturday's high at 55. Right now we're at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Very happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson?
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth's hands.
It's about relationships at that level.
Yes.
Where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
Enjoy all the colors of fall at Baytown Apartments. With 40 acres of community fun, you can take in the fresh air on our beautifully maintained grounds. Hike the mile path around the sparkling lake that is Instagram pretty. The scattered sculpture garden makes for a great, easy stroll while you wave hello to all of your friendly neighbors. Nestled right in the middle of all your shopping and lifestyle needs, Baytown Apartments offers a quiet, resort-like living experience in our gated, amenity-filled community. Check out our available 1 and 2 bedroom apartments at Baytown.net. That's Baytown with an E.net.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit Kurt Lenshaw .com today.
Yeah, I think it depends on the state. You can rescind your vote. I don't think in Illinois, but I know you can't in Florida. I think you can in Wisconsin and Michigan.
Right.
So Tucker Carlson on Fox Tonight at 7 has Tony Bobulinski.
Okay.
He's a naval officer who Hunter Biden recruited to run the company that you weren't supposed to say Joe Biden was involved with, but he talked to Joe Biden on 3 occasions. I would encourage you to watch it, because you'll know a fake when you see it.
Sure.
If you see him and you say, yeah, the guy's lying, that's fine.
Okay.
I think we should know if Joe, and not Hunter Biden. I don't care about Hunter. I care about what Joe did using his influence. If Joe Biden received kickbacks from China or Russia, I think it's worth noting, and it certainly would affect me as far as how you'd feel about a guy that if he's on the take. That I'm just saying it's a story that nobody wants to cover because it might hurt Biden. There's no time to get into it now. There's only a week left. People are going to vote. We'll see what happens. But I think we ought to know eventually for history if this story has any validity to it. All right. Flu shot. You tell me Mike went where? CBS?
Yeah. And walked up. And I think it's easy to get it.
I think we probably, and I've not been a big flu shot guy, but I'm smart enough to know I don't want coronavirus and the flu at the same time. That might kill me.
All the healthcare professionals are saying, please get your flu shot.
You can theoretically have both.
Yep, this says Walgreens, free flu shot. I'm sure CVS, free flu shot.
Right, well, then I didn't know. I thought you had to pay like $50.
Uh-uh.
So if I can walk in, and I'm going to do that. And I generally don't. So take that as a tip that...
There you go.
Stevie J's getting a flu shot, and I think I've had one in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely respectful of this thing. I don't want to get the corona. I don't want to get the flu, and I certainly don't want them together.
Free flu shots for the whole family, it says, on the CBS site.
All right, I'll tell Christian and Janet, and we'll have to figure out how people can... Because I think it's good advice, and everybody, they're not just recommending it, they're adamant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm deferring to the medical professionals and the, wait for it, science.
Yes. There we go. With the science.
Just stop saying it. JB, you need to stop saying the word. You're in timeout if you ever say science again. I'm so tired of it.
But we are teetering on bigger numbers. And
this is a ridiculously contagious. The key is who gets it. It's not how many, in my opinion. It's the hospital beds.
So many people asymptomatic.
People that are pre-existing and older, dang it, be careful.
I know about that. We see the numbers. That's the science. But you can't live in fear. We cannot live in fear. That's not what America is. We don't live in fear. We figure it out. With our liberties and freedoms, we figure it out because we're free to figure it out. And if you make a choice that's bad, you pay for it. But we ought to be able to decide and do our own risk assessment without being told everything by the government, which I think really gets the back arching a lot with a lot of us.
For sure.
Okay, congratulations. You've passed another session.
Excellent.
Therapy is done for today, but we shall return tomorrow. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, that'll be good.
Okay.
Stand by. Love what Boyd Matheson said. You can catch it on the podcast, steviejay.com. He was on at 7:30 to about 10 till 8, and he was wonderful. He's always very uplifting and optimistic. He said next Wednesday morning, no matter what, we're going to go to work, we're going to take care of our families, and America is that shining city on the hill.
That's right. Daylight savings time will end, so it'll feel a little different when we're in that voting mode.
Lighter in the morning when we're up.
Yes.
That's good news.
Uh-huh.
Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very, very much. See you tomorrow on the show. Thank you, and have a great Tuesday.
The last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House is this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Shop exclusive open house four-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection, and every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for one last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House, social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and Totally Christmas.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution design to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Illini football is right around the corner, and although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or 6th and Green in Campustown, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope. You get the information from dispatch, who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers, because none of this works without them. Great group of people, for sure. But yeah, you're waiting for tones to drop. It could be medical. It could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, you know, over the years I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's when it's important to you. You know, your peer support system, and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola.